Hello, welcome in. Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brent. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite Feinbaum guest, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, man. I am fired up. We got one heck of a mailbag.
Yeah.
And I also recorded an interview. We'll be dropping that tomorrow. So, yeah, it's been a good week. How about you?
Any tease on the interview for the lovely cousins?
Well, we'll get an insight into the courtroom drama.
Yeah.
That was Trinidad Chambliss from someone that was physically there. And, man, it was even bigger of a fraudulent court thing than you think.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Looking forward to it, man. I love the mailbag. Always one of my favorite shows. Sit here, drink some cold beer, and talk a little college football with the cuzzos.
Yeah. Who was it? Shout out. Yeah.
King Henry.
They're talking about adding miles to your track. You're walking already.
Have you guys not been getting those updates? I've been sending them out like crazy.
Derek says it's like the national deficit. Bigger number, no longer think it could be real. You know what?
That's right. It may be stuck in my outbox. You know, let me do some research. We've been having some technical. I don't know what's going on. I'm not the IT guy, but it's been a lot of fishy stuff going online. You know what I'm saying? YouTube down for a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
My phone's not uploading. Harris texted me saying, I thought you were coming Sunday. I was like, I am. Why are you canceling the reservation? So it's been a little weird. So I don't even know if this is on. I don't even know if this is live.
No, it is. We are fully live, Shane. So, like I said, we've got some great mailbag questions. We'll dive into that in just a moment. But I wanted to bring this to your attention. So, shout out Steven, our buddy. He did all the research.
Yeah.
And he's just getting yelled at for the last 24, 48 hours, Shane, for his SEC returning starters number. Everybody's bickering. Well, hell, it ain't right. Well, what about this guy started one game? That's a returning starter, ain't it? But no, he actually went to all these schools and got data from them, returning starters. The only one that did not participate, and I don't know what, I'm not calling him out, but this is the truth, Missouri. So I don't know what the deal is there. But basically, so Steven and I, we had a whole spiel on this, but let's recap it for audio only listeners. Shane, Georgia leads the SEC in returning starters in 26 with 14, Tennessee 13, Oklahoma and Texas each with 11, Ole Miss and Carolina and Vanderbilt each with 10, A&M and Mississippi State with 9, Arkansas 7, Florida 6, LSU, Missouri also 6, Bama and Kentucky each at 5, and Auburn all the way down there at 3. Does this change anything for you, Shane? I realize people are like, this is meaningless nowadays. And I don't think it's meaningless.
Yeah.
But I certainly don't think it has the value that it once did. But does any of this change anything for you?
Let me say this. It's intriguing where some of these schools are, right?
Yeah.
I think Alabama, as low as it is, look at the teams in front of them that got new coaches. They still maintain, you know, more on their roster. That's alarming. And also I look at some of the playoff teams from last year, fringe playoff teams, Texas, Tennessee there, you know, with all those returning starters, maybe I'm a little too low on those orange teams, Mike.
Hey, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, you know, so we're bringing you the information and I'm just working on trying to bring even more than this, you know? So this is like a starting point. I'm going to be diving into returning production. I'm trying to figure what I'm thinking about doing, Shane, because again, we've been doing returning production the last couple years.
Yeah.
Some people like it. Some people, again, they hate it. They hate when you just try to bring them knowledge, Shane. I don't get it. But I'm thinking of, instead of maybe even returning production, maybe I'll look at experience on the roster, if that makes sense. So experience at the school, and then even if you're adding transfers that have experience, I think that's probably the best way to do it with this transfer portal and NIL and all that going on. So,
yeah,
again, we'll just be bringing you information because we got 200 days till SEC football, so we got time. You know what?
Absolutely. And you know who else has experience, Mike? Uh-oh. Our friends over there at Tennessee Legend. Tennessee Legend coming through. If you have, I notice it, man. The Sevierville traffic's picking up. There's no reasons the cousins don't need to stop off and check out our friends over at Tennessee Legend Distillery. They got two locations, Sevierville, one in Nashville. You can't go wrong with it. Not only are you going to get a massive discount if you mention the cousins, but you're also going to get a bonus gift. Come on, have some fun. Have some fun.
Live a little.
Live a little. I mean, we've got a couple of days till college football. Mike mentioned, you know, this Tennessee Legend is going to help you get there.
I promise you, if you drink this stuff, you have a good time, you wake up, you're one day closer. You know what?
Absolutely. You feel like you don't have enough returning production? Then go to Tennessee
Legend. That's what I'm talking about.
Hell yeah.
All right, buddy, you ready to dive into the mailbag?
Let's do it.
Okay. Again, great questions this week, Shane. I think people are dying for this to ask us some questions here.
Yes.
And first one, he doesn't even have a question, Shane, but shout out Mom's Handsome Man.
Hey.
What a cool name. Yeah, my mailbag is Cousin Shane is the freaking goat.
Oh, oh, they're going to start thinking it's my burner.
So that was a real one we had. I thought that was great. So
thank you, Cus.
Also, you know, I wanted to plug, we talked about it last episode, but Shane was just on Fine Bum, mm-hmm. and we put that on the channel, and I think it's his best Fine Bum interview yet. And it's got nothing but positive reviews. So go check that out. Leave a comment. That really helps us out. So wait till this show's over. But when it's over, go check that out. I thought you crushed it.
Having a little trouble going to sleep tonight. Just, you know, put on a little Cousin Shane, Paul Feinbaum. I'll knock you out in about 11 minutes.
All right. Now, first question here.
Yes.
Great question, too, from Ashley Loyal. Fan. She's a Florida fan, Shane. She mm-hmm. goes by Florida Conservation, I think is her name, on the Twitters. Top five or five favorite, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
Touchdown or game announcer moments from big games. Does anything, you know, just classic all-time moments where it didn't even have to be the announcer necessarily, because I figured you wouldn't memorize all the announcers or anything. Right. And I brought a bunch. I can go over mine and maybe you can piggyback off it. But do any stand out to you, like big moments where you just kind of burned in your memory, so to speak?
Well, announcing, you know, I always think of two really stand out to me. And that was Georgia going to Tennessee, 2001, hobnail boot. Didn't even know what the hell that meant, but I learned that was not a good thing, you know? So I remember that one. I remember Juwan Jennings kind of getting it back down there in, I can't remember exactly,
2016,
right? You know, so that was a big one. And then, of course, the kick six. I remember that. As far as announcing, now there's been a lot of awesome touchdowns, but you talk about just announcing, those kind of, you know, stand out to me.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you hit on a lot of them. So first and foremost for me is definitely the kick six.
Yeah.
And I just listened to it to refresh it, and I'll just recap. We can't play. I wish we could just play the moments, you know what? But Chris Davis, oh my God, Chris, he's going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the game. They're not keeping him off the field tonight. So that was not the TV. That was the radio crew.
Yeah.
But that was an amazing one. Tua to Devonta Smith in the national championship. Mm-hmm. Touchdown, Alabama wins. Remember, if you remember right before that, Tua got sacked.
Yeah.
Saban was chewing his ass out. Oh my God, we're going to blow this fucking game, you know. And then he comes in here and he's a damn hero. Juwan Jennings, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
How about this one, Shane? And let's be honest. Before they were SEC, we kind of took joy in moments like this, but do you remember old Boise hook and ladder?
Yeah.
Against Oklahoma. I believe it was the Fiesta Bowl. And then they had the Statue of Liberty play in overtime on the two-point conversion to win it. That, I mean, that was amazing. That was, that's, I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
And then how about this one, Shane? We talk about this seemingly every offseason, but I think it gets a little lost in the shuffle because it was a long time ago, and it did involve Nick Saban.
Mm-hmm.
But for LSU, remember LSU beat Kentucky, the Bluegrass Miracle. I just went and watched that one. So, you know, go on YouTube and search any of these. I mean, they're fantastic. But, and yeah. I didn't even mention the prayer at Jordan Hare. That's equally as impressive almost as the kick six.
The goal line stand there in LSU. You remember that one? I remember that being a big one. Felipe Franks throwing that damn bomb. You know, that one hurt. But it was on a few countdowns, you know. So, and what's awesome about it is just going back and listening to especially the team commentary, right? The radio voice that comes through. There's been so many. You could just feel the emotion and the passion. I love the TV guys, don't get me wrong, but there's something a little bit different about the radio call that comes out like 2-3 days later. Or we got a Hispanic one up here in Tennessee. You know, it's like, I don't even know what he's saying, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, we could go on and on and on. And then Ashley also there's probably too many to list here.
Yeah.
Worst announcing you've ever heard in a game. And
I just retired, Mike.
No, I was going to say the old JP Sports. I mean, it was so bad that it was like, it was fun to listen to, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to put any of these guys on blast, but you know who you are, right? There's a few, you're just like, holy shit, this person's commentating, you know?
Yeah.
And we're kind of stuck with them. So, and you know, it's funny, growing up, obviously John Ward up here, my grandfather religiously muted the television, right? Cranked the radio, muted the television. That's how we watched the football. It was a minor delay, but at least we knew it was coming.
All right, and then shout out to Thor Hog. He's an official cousin, Shane. Official cousins always get their question answered on the YouTubes. And this is a lot of people are asking, Shane. So,
yeah.
Again, this is a real question from Thor Hog. I'm not piling on here. When is Cousin Shane going to do those damn Vandy miles? They are not letting you forget.
Let's do some tomorrow. Let's do some tomorrow. What do you say?
Huh? I mean, I think you got time.
Yeah, let's do some. I'm going golfing.
Right across the street from a park.
I do.
I used to go there every day.
Is it still there? I thought they developed it. All right, promise. I'll get at least 1 mile in tomorrow, I promise.
Okay.
I mean, that's it. You just got to get going. I'm like a diesel engine. Just got to get cranked up. Once we get going, it's like, what was I waiting so long for, Mike, you know?
Right.
But it's kind of raining right now. You don't want to get out there after, and it's nighttime. I mean, what if somebody doesn't see me?
I kind of like walking in the rain, as long as it's just a light drizzle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I don't get too hot.
Yeah, yeah. But you know my luck, Mike. Monsoon.
You're out there like, did you ever see, what is it? I believe it was Caddyshack. Remember where it was like a downpour and the guy was having the game of his life and he just wouldn't quit?
Yeah. Hey, I've been there. I've been on the course like that, man. I was like, I'm literally having one of the best back nines I've ever had in my life. And I'm like, we can't. We're gonna sit under this tree. We're going to wait for about 15 minutes and then we'll get going.
Mm-hmm. They're offering you spots to do it here.
Are they?
Come on down to the pod. It's going to be the 80s the next couple days. There you go.
Have you tried the mall lately, Shane?
that's another good one. Take the missus up to the mall. Walk around while she shops.
They got some power walkers up there, man. Them girls don't mess around either. You better get out of their way.
Shout out, cousin Glenn Warsaw. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, cuz.
Excluding Knoxville, so you can't say that one, Shane. What is your favorite college town that you visited?
You know, Mike, I've been to several, and I love the fan experience at most of them. But when you talk college town, soon as I pulled into Athens, Georgia, I felt like this is the college town. So if yeah. I'm having to pick one, I'm going to say Georgia Bulldogs. That place was absolutely, I mean, it was just amazing. It was set up perfect to watch a college football game.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Shane. That's exactly what I was going to say. Athens, that's probably my favorite college town.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's not to say the other ones stink or anything, but yeah. I don't know. It's a unique place. I can't think of one in the SEC that I haven't liked.
Oh, that's the thing. It's like you're picking your favorite baby, you know? Vanderbilt? No, I'm joking. I've been to a lot, and I think what makes a town really special is just the fans. Mm-hmm. You know, we had an absolute blast in Columbia, South Carolina, going tailgate to tailgate. We had a grand old time up in Mizzou. You know, it was just, it's just fun. I think that's what makes it too. Now my kids, they'll say Missouri was their favorite, right? That's the one they still talk to about this day. They had an absolute blast over there.
Well, speaking of that, you it's like you're reading up my notes here, Shane. P5 see her in the comments. Appreciate your P5. Mike and Shane, do you plan on coming to Como for a game this year? Maybe the Texas game, since Mike said it could be a surprise. I got to be honest. I think the Missouri schedule, home games.
Yeah.
Not a lot there. Again, I mean, there's some fantastic games. Florida, perhaps. Both teams could be undefeated. That wouldn't be a massive stretch.
Mm-hmm.
A&M, you know, that's one P5 mentioned. Texas could be a good one. Oklahoma at the end. But I think it'd be too damn cold for Oklahoma. But I don't think this year's the year for Missouri. Unless they're a little bit – again, I'm kind of down on them, right? So it's got to be a big game, I think.
Yeah. Obviously, that's going to be a very good game between them and Texas. But honestly, but that's what I'm saying. If it is, yeah. You know, and we're going in there and who knows, game day situation. I mean, we're talking about Mizzou having an excellent game. They have to be, I would venture to say that they'd have to be almost, golly, Mike, 8-0 coming into that thing. I'm not saying that I don't want to be there. I'd love to do it again, but I don't know, man. There's a lot of other games on the docket right now that I'm kind of looking at, and I find a little bit more intriguing, if you will. Now, that may all change if you never know. Undefeated Mizzou and Texas are going at it. And we're like, all right, we're going to Columbia, man.
Well, that's why I was going to ask you. So maybe we could – this is not necessarily a mailbag question, but a couple of the games that are top of our list.
Yeah.
I think LSU at Ole Miss is top of the list for me personally. We've talked quite a bit about that. I'm very interested, I think, in A&M hosting Tennessee.
Yep.
Late in the year, November 14th. I think that could certainly be one.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any others that kind of you potentially got circled? Maybe Texas, Oklahoma?
Yeah, I would say the Red River has got to be on there. Just because I'm not going to do that. Ole Miss, can you pull up Ole Miss schedule?
How many times are you going to go there, buddy?
I know, but I just, yeah, I can't
you go every week.
At least LSU, right? You got to go there once. I what about LSU? Let's pull up LSU schedule. Let's do them here real quick. Any in here that, there's going to be some good games.
Texas could be a good one.
Yeah, Alabama, Texas. A&M even, definitely some great matchups there. So obviously can't go to them all, but there's a few that are on top of our list, and I'm right there with you. I feel like the Ole Miss LSU would be leading the pack.
I know you had a good time at South Carolina.
Yeah, that'd be fun to do again. Oh, we go to Tennessee. Well, I hate to go. And they think I'm bad luck, you know. They always lose every time I show up. So.
Georgia, Oklahoma, that could be a fun one.
Georgia, Oklahoma. Good, do Florida. Let's do Florida. What are we going to the swamp for here?
No, I stay out of the swamp.
Too swampy down there? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're probably onto something. Let's see.
Auburn, LSU could be a fun one.
Hmm.
Or Auburn, Florida.
We need to let Auburn build up a little bit. You know? Let's see. What about Oklahoma? Do Oklahoma. I know we talked about Red River, but I got to get a swirly over there. Ooh, A&M could be a play-in game for the college football playoffs.
I think Oklahoma's a skip this year, same as Missouri.
Okay, all right. Just saying, we're throwing it out there. What's the weather like in late November?
Cold.
Seems chilly.
Not too bad.
Nah, can't be that bad.
Of course, they told me it wasn't that hot there. It was like sitting on the sun there in July.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like the hottest Arab's ever been in my life, baby.
Derek says, Shane has fun anywhere he goes. You are correct. We'll make the best of it wherever it's at. So
Shane's ready to go to Kentucky, Youngstown. He'll have a hell of a time. You know what?
Which would be the worst game to attend this year?
I probably just mentioned it.
Yeah, that's up there, right?
Or maybe Vanderbilt. They're playing Delaware.
Yeah. I mean, what is that, the Blue Hens? Yeah, that's it.
I don't think I want any part of that one. And I live down the street, you know? They'll probably pay me to go, but I still wouldn't go, you know?
They have Blue Hens. You know how they are.
All right. On with the mailbag, Shane. Shout out Surfer Dog, official cousin. So we're always going to answer his question. We appreciate you, Surfer Dog. What do you think happens first? Oh, this is a really great question, too. The SEC championship game gets abolished, or a team that has never won the SEC championship game wins it? So here are the teams, Shane, that have never won the SEC championship: Arkansas, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Missouri, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Texas A&M, Vanderbilt, and then obviously Texas and Oklahoma, who just joined. So what happens first? Any one of those teams wins in Atlanta the SEC championship, or they do away with the SEC championship, what happens first?
More likely one of those teams wins. I just, you know, Mike, and I'm cheating, but when we pulled into Atlanta the last time to watch the championship game, you and I were talking, and I said, why don't they just do away with this thing? And you said, look at this place, Shane. He says, look at all this money. And he's right. This is a money game. It shouldn't be that way, but it's turned into that. And I just don't see them dissolving millions of dollars when they could exploit it. So that game's going nowhere. And I think more likely one of those teams that you mentioned will win it sooner than later.
Yeah, the SEC is in no hurry to get rid of that game. They're going to fight tooth and nail to keep it. And they'll probably keep it a little bit longer than they should. But certainly the playoff not expanding, that gives it a little stay of execution. And again, I don't think they're in any rush to get rid of it. So,
I mean,
I think I don't even know how long, but I believe they're contracted for years and years. Mm-hmm. Now they could perhaps shorten that, but I don't know if they will. I don't think they will. So if you're again, Arkansas, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Missouri, Ole Miss, South Carolina, A&M, Vanderbilt, Texas, Oklahoma, is one of them winning the SEC championship in the next 8 to 10 years? I think there's almost no shot that doesn't happen.
Right.
Especially, you know, a lot of those teams you can be like, I ain't never doing it. Well, Indiana's never won the national championship. You know what I mean? Yeah. In this era, things can turn around in a hurry. Like, what if let's use Kentucky because I've been picking on them all offseason. What if Kentucky comes out here, Shane, and wins like 7 or 8 games, which I don't think that's like highly unrealistic.
Yeah.
But basically, point being, what if Will Stein is like, they're like, oh my God, this guy. This guy's incredible, you know, and their basketball team disappoints again. They got money up there. If they see life with this coach, they're going to be like, give whatever the hell he wants. Let's make a run. I think that could happen damn near anywhere.
Absolutely. And the crazy thing is, because of this kind of parity we have in this league, brother, it can. It could be next year, Kentucky. It could be 2 years from now, Arkansas. You know, it's just one of these teams catching fire at the right time, you know, right group of players. And then the booster saying, you know what, if we could keep this core together, let's go all in and build a team to make a run. So, I mean, hell, the two of the teams, Oklahoma and Ole Miss, are teams that made the playoffs. So right. it's like they're not too far away.
Right. Yeah. And A&M, I mean, they've been so close the last 2 years to.
Yeah.
But
they're are they too?
I'll tell you who is, though. Cousin Glenn Warsaw. Ow! Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, cuz.
Hope it, Cousin Shade, can make it to Norman for a game. The Sooner Swirl at the Mont. Frozen margarita with sangria. Boober, yeah, Sooner, yeah. Band. That was the only thing that got me through when I was telling you it was hotter than Hades down there. We went and got a couple swirls, and
yeah,
that's what you need when it's hot out.
Yeah, it looked pretty damn. If it looks hot on SEC Network, I was like, dude, I would have been drenched up there on Five Ball.
And then shot. Hey, believe it or not, I mean, there's some of the they're salt of the earth people down there, right?
Yeah.
So I was down there with my dad, and again, it was so hot. We had lunch here. We had a couple of those swirls. The owner of the restaurant, we were talking with him, and we told him, hey, we got to get to Fine Mom. It's, you know, it's like a mile away. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I just basically asked him for directions on how to walk there. He said, hell, it's too hot to walk. He put us in his truck, drove us right down there. I mean, who else is going to do that for you, you know? Owner of the business that you're at.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. But what if he kidnapped you, you know?
It would have been worth it.
What if you're like, wait a minute. We said like a minute down the road. It's been 15 minutes, and I'm getting sleepy all of a sudden.
Wait a second. So for the guy that refuses to do any walking, you're questioning why we didn't want to walk on it was 100 degrees out?
There's a reason I'm this big. It's to prevent kidnapping, you know?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair enough. All right, shout out, Shade. Cousin Kyle Lovinggood, we appreciate you, buddy. I see him in the comments here. He's an official cousin, Shade. They always get their questions answered. Now, this is an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
After winning 11 games, A&M looks like an SEC powerhouse. Looking at 26, he's talking about the schedule. Let's throw A&M's schedule on the screen here. Looking at the schedule, we have 5 brutal road games, and those are LSU, Mizzou, Bama, South Carolina, and Oklahoma. He's right. All those basically toss-ups, I would say. Does this travel, but 0 back-to-back road trips, does this travel reset make the Aggies the actual favorite to win the conference, or is that road schedule still too much of a gauntlet? I don't think it's, you know, it's interesting, Shay, because we had Billy Lucci on last week.
Yeah.
And he made a hell of a point. You know, everybody was like, well, A&M, what an easy schedule they had. That was the whole narrative, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But all offseason, we were like, if you recall, we were like, at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Good luck. You know, like, they couldn't even beat them at home
right.
The year before. Everybody, I believe you had Auburn as perhaps a playoff team, and you weren't alone. Like there was many people thought, and myself included, I thought that was like a crossroads game.
Yeah.
And I think it was because A&M won it. They had a good year. Auburn lost it. They had a terrible year. So it was indeed a crossroads. But again, that was a big one.
Yeah.
Same deal with Florida. We thought all offseason that was going to be a huge game at LSU, at Missouri.
Crowned LSU after week one. I said, that's your national championship team.
So it's but basically the point being, it's very easy to look at these schedules and be like, oh, buddy,
yeah,
at LSU, at Mizzou, at Bama, at Carolina, I mean, at Oklahoma. I'm not saying all these teams are going to be overrated, but there's probably 2 or 3 of them that will be. So
there's probably 7 top 25 teams on that schedule, Mike.
Right. Well, that's true, but how many will actually be that by the end of the year?
Yeah, well. After they beat them, none. You know, maybe 2 or 3, maybe.
But the point, but my point is, like, it's just so hard to read into the schedule.
Yeah.
And who's going to be difficult and who's not. But also, here's another point that I wanted to point out to Cousin Kyle and all the cousins out there. Now, probably Cousin Kyle, he's just mainly, you know, he's an A&M fan, so he's mainly probably looked at the A&M schedule. Shout out the SEC, because they did a hell of a job because Kyle has picked up something here. No back-to-back road games for A&M, right?
Yeah.
Which that's true. You know, it's alternating home and away, essentially. The whole now they do have the one back-to-back, but there's a bye week, Bama right. and South Carolina. So, but here's the thing. The SEC did a hell of a job. They did this for everybody, basically. Alabama's an exception here. They do get a bye week before that LSU. Again, Arkansas, no back-to-back. Auburn, they do have the back-to-back Tennessee and Georgia, but there's a bye week. So they did a really, really good job of, given that we're going to a 9-game conference schedule, essentially no one has back-to-back road games unless there's a bye in between.
Shit.
So it's to me it's good to point that out. Now LSU they finished with two, but again there's got to be outliers, right? But
yeah,
they did a really good job here. So point being, not having back to back road games, I don't think that's an advantage for anybody because it's the case for everybody essentially,
except for Bama and LSU apparently. Well, I see what you're doing here. Yeah, you're right. Jeez.
So they just did a really good job with this.
Yeah. I did not know this. This is news to me. Oh, Texas got one.
Ooh, Texas. They're always screwing Texas, you know?
Yeah, Texas and Bama and LSU. I guess they said they can do it. They can handle it. Oh, wait. Go back to that one. Go back. That Andy? Was one right there. Auburn Georgia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to do Vanderbilt any favors, you know?
No, not with Delaware blue hens on the schedule. I feel like, you know, going to 9 games, it was hard last year to say who had the easy, who had the hardest schedule. I feel like it's just improbable now that everyone's going to have a tough schedule regardless. It's just some are going to have a little bit tougher, right? Mm-hmm. So what I will look at, though, is maybe not back-to-back road games, but who do you have in the road games? And I feel like Texas A&M's got a pretty tough gauntlet on the road. So they're going to have to earn it this season. I don't think we're going to get to the end of the year and say Texas A&M hasn't played anybody. If they're still in the dance by the end of the year, then by God, they deserved it.
Oh, yeah. You just gave me an idea for a list. I think I'm gonna make a note, Shane. So
yeah.
You guys will see that show in a couple days, probably. But has really got my juices flowing. You know, I'm so locked in right now, Shane.
Yeah.
When I just hear this genius coming out of you, I'm like, boom, idea.
Yeah.
You know how I'm doing it?
He's on something.
Take Ultra! Shout out. Go check them out. TakeUltra.com. Promo code THATSEC for 50% off, Shane, of your Take Ultra. I got these pouches, Shane. God, am I locked in right now? No nicotine, no caffeine, all nootropics. They got them in different flavors, too, which I really like. You just pop these bad boys in, and you're golden, Shane. They will keep you ready as ever. So go check them out. TakeUltra.com. Promo code THATSEC to get you 15% off. There's a link in the show notes. Go check them out. And while you're at it, Shane, while you're locked in, while you're doing the best you could possibly do via nootropics in this TakeUltra, go get you, upgrade your, not just your mind, Shane, upgrade your wardrobe over at BruntWorkWear.com. Promo code SEC to get you 10 bucks off some outstanding wears. Like, they got the boots, they got the cold wear, they got some fancy t-shirts that Shane's got about 24 of now, I believe. His whole family's wearing Brunt Workwear, so he liked it that much. So go check him out, BruntWorkWear.com, promo code SEC for 10 bucks off. You can't beat it.
Mm-mm. That was my nickname in high school. Can't believe it became a popular brand, you know?
The Brunt. Here comes the Brunt. Here comes
Brunt.
I knew there was something about you, buddy. Hey, shout out our buddy Liquid. He's got a heck of a question here in the mailbag podcast. We're definitely going to hit up Liquid. Which team would be the most surprising with a huge turnaround? Mm. Which team would be most surprising with a huge drop-off? Interesting question here.
I'm preface it because it's not fair if I say Kentucky, right? Because obviously that would be a massive turnaround.
Why is that not fair?
Well, I mean, that would be the answer for me. Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Yeah. Because I'm kind of
always giving me shit when I'm talking down on Kentucky. Now you're doing it.
But I was thinking which is more likely to have a huge turnaround. So,
gotcha.
So
you're saying Kentucky least likely to have a big turnaround?
No, most likely. No. I'm saying most surprising.
Right.
Yeah. Most surprising.
Yeah, right. And they're 16th in the power rankings.
Yeah.
Of course, not your power rankings, but apparently they are your power rankings now based on that answer.
Who's this year's Vanderbilt and this year's LSU?
Mm-hmm. So you're going Kentucky.
Yeah.
I think that's the correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
Or the biggest surprise. How about falling apart? Who would be the biggest surprise to fall apart?
Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to come up with a different one though.
Yeah.
How about Shane? Shout out for our buddy Steven. What about Texas?
Oh, buddy.
What if they lose again for the third year in a row to Ohio State? Again, that's forgivable. You can rebound, you can make the playoff. That's not gonna kill you. But this would be the first time losing at home. And I don't know. I don't follow Ohio State. I don't give a shit about Ohio State.
Yeah.
But if Texas isn't preseason number one, a lot of people think Ohio State may be. So that's going to be a hell of a difficult game. At Tennessee, is there a more difficult place to play in a country, Shade, than Neyland Stadium at night? All right.
Nope.
So there you go. And Tennessee, if they got Joey Aguilar, or who knows, what if the next quarterback is even better?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not saying they're going to lose all these games, but they could. And then they come off a loss to Tennessee, got 2 weeks to think about it, and then they come out and lose to Oklahoma.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, are they winning another game? I won't go that far, but, Sark will be fired by then, don't you think?
Steven just punched a wall. He may not be able to come on next Monday because his hand's still hurting.
But it could happen, right? Again, I don't think any of that is likely to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about biggest surprise, right?
Right, right.
Biggest surprise would be Georgia imploding, Texas imploding, Kentucky accelerating,
What about LSU? Could it be LSU? Because everyone's getting hyped up about them now. And, Kiffin's been able to do this. I mean, we got to give him credit, Shane. I think he's a hell of a coach. He's done it year after year, rebuilding via the transfer portal. And now we just, he'll just plug in and it'll be fine. Who's to say? It's not fair to call him Florida State because I think he's 20 times the coach of that idiot down there, Norvell.
Yeah.
But Mike Norvell had him at an undefeated team via the portal. And then he's like, all right, well, let's just do it again. And then the whole damn thing imploded.
Like I said, Lassen, the wall assassin. Yeah, you may be right. Right?
I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility, is it?
It's not. It's not. It really, that's the thing is there's going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. There's going to be a team that we're all high on that's going to end up sucking, and there's going to be one of those that we were counting out at the start of the season that's beating everybody up. So it's going to happen. It may be more than one team. So that's why I love – I know a lot of people hate this, like, new type of college football, but I love it, man, just because, we're sitting there last year in November, late November – not knowing who's going to the SEC championship, knowing who's going to make the college football playoffs. I mean, who doesn't want that? Just entertainment from start to finish. So, yeah, there's going to be a couple of teams that surprise us, and there's going to be some good or bad. So,
yeah, I love it. I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
All right. And you know who else nailed it?
Balls.
Balls going to be gorgeous. Appreciate you. 9 in-conference games and 7 to 8 weeks before the first bye is going to be a killer. I see why they called it with South Carolina and Arky. I believe it, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. 9 in-conference games. Buddy, I love it, though. I love it. Get those Delawares and Delaware States out of here.
But they really screwed up with going to one bye, though.
Well, Mike, there's going to be some – it's coming. It's coming. I don't know when it will be here. You know, they keep bringing up the playoffs. They keep bringing up starting football sooner, you know, the season being halfway through during the final week of the year. It's like, yeah, there's clear problems with the layout, the landscape of this, but it can be fixed. It can be corrected. And I feel like that's going to happen, but we're right there in the middle of this kind of growing pains, if you will. So, yeah. They did miss it, but I won't miss the 9 games. You know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't watch much of Vanderbilt and Delaware. Well, that's one less game of that I'm gonna have to pretend I watched because I didn't give a shit for. You know? Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you right now, there will probably be 3 minutes of that Vanderbilt game being watched. But I can guarantee you every Vanderbilt SEC game, they'll be from start to finish.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. You know what else is a good point, Shane? Popeye's Knuckles saying he's ordered a couple Sooner Cousin shirts. So shout out Popeye's Knuckles. Cool name.
Hell yeah.
Here's his question. Who would be Mike and Shane's top choice for Oklahoma running back coach and why? Well, guess what, Shane? We don't even have to guess. Because the Sooners turned around this morning and hired former Raiders running backs coach DeLand McCullough.
Yeah.
So he was with the Raiders last year. He's been with Notre Dame. He's been with Indiana. He's been with the Kansas City Chiefs and Southern Cal. And I want to shout out, I thought this was pretty awesome. I want to shout out this guy here. He put this together. AJ Schult, I think is how you say this guy's name. He points out this, Shane. Oklahoma has not had a 1,000-yard rusher since 22. Since 2011, their new running back coach, DeLand McCullough, he's had a running back with over 1,000 yards 16 times, Shane. So this looks like to be a hell of a hire. He worked with Jeremiah Love at Notre Dame. He's worked with Tevin Coleman, was a really good player, I remember, at Indiana, but... But basically, point being, they hired a coach that does nothing but produce elite running backs. So I think Oklahoma knocked it out of the park here.
And I feel like that's what they were missing, right? I mean, we kept saying that every time we watched an Oklahoma game. It's like if they had a little balance on this team, they'd be absolutely dangerous. So, right. Yeah, I am going to be judging this guy probably like 2 weeks in. Let me see what kind of product we're dealing with. But yeah, I think it's a good hire, you know, based off those numbers alone.
So I'm looking at the schedule. If they can't run the ball versus Michigan, we're going to be pissed. You know what?
Yeah. I mean, if we struggle to get a 100-yard rusher in UTEP or Lobos, it's like, ugh. Oklahoma's still Oklahoma. No, didn't change its stripes. We're going to be relying on the defense and Money Mateer.
Well, he's not going to have a lot of time to get them up to speed either. At Michigan, at Georgia, first 4 weeks, and then Texas.
Yeah.
They better be ready come fall because a couple tune-ups there, and that's it.
And that's what Oklahoma used to be RBU, you know? So right. It's like, come on. You got it. It's in there somewhere. We just got to find it.
All right. Shout out. I like this one, too. Razor Red Pride official cousin. We appreciate you. Is it a bad sign, Shane? I don't know if you've caught this, but Arkansas has had two coaches off of two assistants from old Silver Tongue's staff that have already left for the NFL. He says, is that a good sign or is that a bad sign or is it a good sign that old Silver Fox knows what he's doing when it comes to hiring.
Yeah, I like it. I like my coaches leaving, you know?
Right.
It just shows we're doing something right. Now, if you're getting rid of your coaches, then then it's a different story. So, yeah, I would rather have my coach or, you know, the assistants that are around him at the end of the season, you know, worried about losing them, because then you're doing something right. Your guy's doing something right. So I'm all right with that.
And then it's much easier, Shane, to pitch to the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I know how to get you to that next level you want to get to.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You want a factory of bringing in guys that are on the rise. They do a good job, and then they get promoted themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be working for somebody that's not going to help to advance your career. You know what?
See, Mike's always trying to advance my career. I think he called it in. You know, said, hey, I'm sick. Call the other guy. You know? They text you first, huh?
Yeah, like Liquid said. So he got some in-demand coaches to come to Arkansas. That's another good way to look at it. He's attracting great coaches to Fayetteville.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
What's that?
Strap Man, official cousin. Appreciate you. I know this is not an SEC question, but he is an official cousin, so we're going to answer it, Shane. Do you think the playoff committee will keep Notre Dame out of the playoff due to an easy schedule and no conference championship? I hate that they get an auto bid if they make the top 12, and I wish I could be telling you that they will hold it against them.
Yeah.
But I think the committee's going to fight and claw and scratch to get those Dobers in there.
Yeah.
I hate it, but I think that's the reality.
I hate it too, but, you know, they're probably looking at it like last year, saying we probably should have put them in. Maybe we'd had better games with this one. You know, I just SEC totally embarrassed us last year in the college football playoffs. And, you know, when you got shit teams like JMU and Tulane still out there taking up space, it's like those fringe teams, Notre Dame's going to be in that mix. But, I mean, it is a positive sign that they were left out last year. Maybe it shows that they've got to, you know, they got to get their wins too. So, but, yeah, you just know Notre Dame's always going to be in the mix.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I don't think they were they didn't pick Tulane and whatever joke of the school
they didn't pick
over right. Notre Dame. They picked Miami over Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And Miami went all the way to the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they did nail that. And Miami beat them, you know? So we should honor that. But I see what you're saying. We should get rid of those. But those are the current rules, unfortunately. And hopefully they do it. I think that's a bigger deal, getting rid of that as opposed to bending over backwards to get Notre Dame in. But it is ridiculous that I don't think Notre Dame would trade their schedule for any of the SEC schedules.
No. Do you happen to have Notre Dame scheduled so we can all make fun of it?
I can look it up real quick here.
How many Delawares they got? Have you ever been to Delaware? I don't think I've ever been.
Fortunately,
there.
I have not.
Yeah.
All right, here's the schedule for Notre Dame next year. They get Wisconsin on a neutral field. Rice, we all know that we respect that as a football power. Michigan State, I believe they just fired their coach. They're so good. At Purdue, I believe they fired their coach. No. I think that's Barry Odom. He's year two, but still, they're not any good. At North Carolina, Bill Belichick. Watch out for that. Stanford, they just fired their coach. At BYU, BYU's decent. Navy, I respect the military, but I don't respect their football program. Miami, that'll be a good game. Boston College, SMU, and Syracuse.
Yeah, they deserve a spot.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
What will be ridiculous is trying to convince me that a 10-2 Notre Dame, after you read that schedule, belongs in. So, they need to damn near be perfect for me to consider them.
Mm-hmm. All right, last football question, Shane. We actually got two different people ask us this, but I'm going to shout out Show Me the Drinkowitz because that's such a cool name.
Yeah.
But he wants to know if the NCAA will be able to appeal Trinidad Chambliss case, and if you know, those any wins he's a part of will be taken off. We also got the question about same question basically with Diego Pavia. Mm-hmm. You know, because his lawsuit is actively going. Let's say that lawsuit they lose. Will Vanderbilt lose their 10 games that they won last year? And I don't know the true answer to that, but I've heard you always say this, and I believe it. Who the hell cares? I mean, I watch those games.
Yeah,
I get Vanderbilt fans got to experience those wins. Ole Miss fans are going to be able to experience the wins they get with Trinidad. Who cares if they say vacate or whatever? Yeah. They still count in my mind.
That's right, man. You can give me a trophy, and I'll give it back to you next year. I don't care. But I held on to it for a little bit.
All right, last question we had here, Shane.
Yeah.
And I want to shout this man out because he made an image for us and everything.
Oh, shit.
Oh, PB, I shared this one. I texted this to you so you could come prepared. Top five meals in a can. And he made his own Cousin Shane Beefaroni Chef Boyardee can here. I thought that was pretty clever. But top five meals in a can, Shane.
Oh, I didn't know that was a question.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm you probably ain't gonna like. I know you won't like this. You don't eat anything out of a can, probably. But
I've had it before. SpaghettiOs. I've had that before.
SpaghettiOs is good, right? Chicken noodle soup gets the job done. Those got to be in the mix because we've all been there. But there's one Hormel. It's corned beef hash. Corned beef hash is phenomenal. Okay. And we got what we do is we do some toast. We do some boiled eggs with that corned beef hash. That's a meal right there in a can.
I guess anything's a meal if you add bread and eggs to it.
Well, I mean, I could just eat corned beef hash. Yeah. I mean, if we're just doing that, I mean, we could go Spam or potted meat at that point, you know, devil's hand. Yeah. So I would probably say if you're just eating right out of the can.
Link was disappointed you didn't say beer. That could have been one.
Damn, yeah. The SpaghettiOs thing threw me
raviolis
off. Oh, I like that beanless chili. You know, that's another good one. Tuna, did that the other day. Of course, I put egg and Miracle Whip in it. Eggs get a lot of play. Really, it's tough to get an entire meal. In fact, the only time I think you can get an entire meal, it's like a soup, the Hungry Man soups. Those are pretty good with the potatoes and stuff in it.
Yeah.
I think it's the job done. But as far as cans, that's where I'm at. But there's some intriguing foods that come in cans that I'm kind of interested in because I told you this the other day was anchovies. I really want to try that out. That looked pretty good.
Can of whoop ass.
How big a boy are you?
But yeah, I can't get over this can. What a good job by PB. I mean, if people are going to make graphics for their questions, I'm gonna share it.
Hell yeah, that's a great one too. Oh, damn, it's a spitting image, Mike.
All right, so that's all we got, Shane. Anything else before we wrap this one up?
No, it's always good to hang out with the cousins. Be sure to check out the Discord if you're not on there. It's a great place to meet some of the cousins after the show. If you haven't checked my YouTube channel, SEC Cousin Shane, give me a like over there real quick on my bogey or birdie golf video. That would mean a lot to me. I appreciate you guys. But other than that, I've got nothing, Mike.
Is it just me or, I mean, I don't want to ruin the videos, but, I mean, do you only film on your off days or what's the deal there?
I'm going to try to do a birdie and bogey, once a week. So every Tuesday I'm going to drop.
No, I mean, every time I see one of those, you miss all the shots. Like, do you ever film yourself making them? Have you ever filmed on a good golfing day? That's what I mean.
I've got a couple of pars, you know, okay. But yeah. No, it's tough to have somebody do it because they don't understand the vision, you know, because there's like, I need you just to stand still. And I've got some funny ideas I don't know. I like having fun, man. I like to have fun. And hopefully I get to play golf with some of the cousins. I know a lot of them are asking, you know, we start doing some of these road games and stuff.
Cousin Shane golf tournament.
I'm not that good. That's the thing. I don't want to compete. I just want to go drink some cold beers and play a round of golf with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The goal is not to beat you. The goal is to have fun, you know? So that's what I'm out there doing. And appreciate JP coming through, as always, a cousin. Tonight's show, shout-outs go to... Tonight's shout-outs go to Junior Steven Up and Vols GBO, and we've got a couple others. Did you get the cousins, the new cousins?
Yeah, shout-out Junior. My wife gets a notification every time I buy a Super Chat, so that's pretty awesome. Junior, he gifted a membership, Shane, to USC Dave. Shout-out Junior. We appreciate
Hell
you.
Yeah.
Steven Up. Always showing up.
Road time. Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide. Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steven Up. He gifted Jimbo 81. I hope that's Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah.
So, Jimbo and USC Day,
welcome to the family. All right, let's go eat some potted meat, Mike. What do you say?
Yeah, go watch the second half of some basketball.
That's so right.
We appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out. We'll catch you on the next one.
See you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.